Welcome to Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Ferry. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Gary Sutherland. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Renko. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Renko. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting second. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting third. The right fielder, Willie Montanez. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Darren Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Luzinski. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Don Money. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Anderson. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Champion. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Bill Champion. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hunt strikes out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Day hits a line drive into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bowa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim McCarver batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. McCarver takes first base on ball four. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Montanez takes first base on ball four. McCarver moves to second. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCarver moves to third. Montanez moves to second. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a fly ball into left field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Luzinski scoops it up and throws to first, with Champion covering, for the out. One out. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Mike Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sutherland misplays the ball. That's an error on Sutherland. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Champion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Champion hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to first for the out. Anderson moves to second. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. The ball gets by McCarver for a passed ball. Sutherland moves to second. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bateman strikes out. One out. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Renko hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Champion fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sutherland moves to third. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sutherland tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Expos. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Day is 0 for 1 in the game. Day hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tim McCarver batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McCarver is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McCarver hits a pop-up towards short. Sutherland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Montanez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Montanez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Montanez hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Expos, 1. Phillies, 1. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Phillies. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Luzinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Luzinski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a fly ball into left field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. There goes Luzinski. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Luzinski steals second. Mike Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub strikes out. One out. Ron Fairley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into right field. Montanez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ferry hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Expos 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Bill Champion is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Champion is 0-for-1 in the game. Champion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauer strikes out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCarver takes first base on ball 4. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Montanez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Montanez takes first base on ball 4. McCarver moves to second. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sutherland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sutherland strikes out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Renko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Renko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Expos 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. Money hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Day is 0-for-2 in the game. Day hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gamble. Day reaches second base with a double. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gamble. Staub reaches second base with a double. Day scores. It's Expos, 2, Phillies, 2. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. fairly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ferry hits a line drive into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gamble is 0-for-2 in the game. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Champion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Champion is 0-for-2 in the game. Champion hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Bauer hits a fly ball into left field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Phillies 2. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson juggles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Bailey moves to second. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sutherland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Bailey moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bateman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a fly ball into right field. Montanez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bailey tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-2, Expos. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Renko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sutherland moves to second. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Sutherland scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Expos. Clyde Mayshore pinch runs for Ron Hunt. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Day hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Gary Sutherland now playing second base. Bobby Wine now playing shortstop. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. McCarver hits a fly ball into left field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Phillies 2. The Expos will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 3 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Wayne Twichell now pitching. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ferry bunts towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Staub moves to third. Fairley moves to second. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 3 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Twichell fields it and throws to first for the out. Staub scores. Fairley moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-2, Expos. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sutherland takes first base on ball 4. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bateman takes first base on ball 4. Sutherland moves to second. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Renko is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Renko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 3 in the game. Money hits a fly ball into left field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gamble is 0 for 3 in the game. Gamble strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Phillies 2. The Expos will come to bat. Terry Harmon now playing shortstop. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wine hits a pop-up towards short. Harmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Day hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harmon misplays the ball. That's an error on Harmon. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McCarver fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McCarver. Day moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McCarver for a passed ball. Day moves to third. Staub moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money fields it and throws to second for the out. Day scores. Staub moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-2, Expos. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McCarver for a passed ball. Ferry moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Joe Liss pinch hits for Wayne Twichell. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Liss strikes out. One out. Terry Harmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Harmon strikes out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McCarver is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. McCarver hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 6, and Philadelphia Phillies, 2. Goodbye from Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia.